Now, here's your host, Mark Moses.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to, yes, a Monday edition of the Mark Moses Show, only right here on Sports Radio 107.9 FM, 1560 AM, and anywhere you listen online and podcast. Let's get right into it. I knew what was coming to the Orlando Magic last Saturday. I said it on this show. They were going to get punched in the face. They were going to be overwhelmed to start that game. And that's exactly what happened on Saturday. I'm excited that they're in the playoffs. I'm excited that they finally broke through. They won the division, 47 wins. They made the real big time. They're playing playoff basketball in late April. I'm all excited about that stuff. But the minute they got punched in the face by Cleveland, things got real. Now we're in the dance. We're in the big boy league. We've moved on from, well, I hope we get some players. I hope we make the right choice in the NBA draft. I hope, all that stuff. It's over. You're now at the next level. And the next level is being in the playoffs. And they're there. So this idea of, hey, we're happy to be here. I am. But the minute they got punched in the face and they lost that game by double digits, I said, all right, it's over. That feeling we've had over the last 2 weeks or so here on the Moses Show, this idea of like, yay, this is great. Yeah, it is great. But now it's serious time, or as I always call it, in any playoffs, it could be baseball, football, hockey, basketball. It's put up or shut up time. It is now time. Are you good? Are you bad? Are you a choke artist? Are you a star? Are you a legend? All of it happens. I know this is very cliche. This is one of these, like, you know, promos you would see before a game on ABC where they're showing, you know, Michael Jordan hit a shot and Bill Russell getting a rebound and Magic doing the outlet pass, all that stuff. Do you want to be an all-timer? Do you want to be a legend? That's what this is about. You had to break through. You had to get to the playoffs. You did. Now things are for real. Right? That's over. It's over. We're happy, but now it comes down to, can you go win basketball games? All right, you won a game in January. You won a game in February. Yeah, that's great and all. Can you win now? That's the question. Can you do it? So that first game, again, I knew they'd get punched in the face. Because it's one thing to talk about it and think about it and practice for it. The energy of postseason basketball is at another level. Where the players, everyone on the court is good. There are no jabroni teams that won 14 games. Like, you're not going to see the Detroit Pistons show up this time of year. No. Every team that qualifies, they can play basketball. Now, are they all going to win? No. But everyone has come to play. And there's no bad teams. And there's no going to be stretch like, oh, well, they're just not going to show up or load management. No. Everyone's playing. And they've been scouting you for a week straight. And they came out with playoff experience. That's what Cleveland did. And they made a fist and they punched you right in the face to start that game. And it was just another level. And the crowds, I can't. You look at that New York Knicks crowd and you look at that Oklahoma City crowd and that Cleveland crowd in that first half, they were ready. And it felt like the Magic got off the plane, went to their hotel, went to the arena, and then a typhoon hit them. Like, whoa, what's this? And there was this play that really kind of showed everything. Where Donovan Mitchell, who was fabulous in game one, had about 30 points. He drives the rim. Multiple Magic players converge on him. He throws a pass to his teammate and just flush. And you're like, well, here's the tone for today. We're bigger, stronger, and faster, and we have more experience than you. All right? And it took the Magic, you know, by that second half, because what, they have 43 points? 43 points in 2024 at halftime. Where they cut it to about, what was it, 5 or 6 points in the third, and then Cleveland went on another run. Then in the fourth quarter, Cleveland's up 20. Magic make a run. They get it to 9. They go on an 11-0 run. And then they just ran out of gas. And they ran out of time. And they lost game one. Not a good effort by the Magic. But you had to get that out of your system. You had to. I think about, like, in football. Even growing up with my friends, like, if we'd play tackle football, there's always this feeling like, you got to get hit first. You got to get tackled. Once you get tackled, then there's that feeling that just comes off of you of, all right, if I'm going to get hit, like, just get hit. Because once you get hit, then you're fine. Then you get hit again. I mean, it's never easy getting hit. But just get hit once, okay, I know the feeling. I understand the impact. I can move on. That's what the Magic remind me of. They had to get punched in the face, and they had to get through that first game. I did not think they were going to win. They didn't win. The key is to get the 1-1 split. Go back to the Kia Center in Orlando for game 3 on Thursday. That's what you need to do. Get knocked in the face. They did. And by that fourth quarter, it felt like the game started to slow down and they started to figure something out. And they got back into the game. They just ran out of time. They did. And they lost. And it's a terrible loss. It is. But they're a team that had no playoff experience until Saturday. Because you look at these other teams where the Knicks, their core, they were in the playoffs last year. Beat Cleveland in round one, then got exposed, right? Minnesota's been in the playoffs with this core for a couple years now, and they've had no success. Now it looks like they're starting to break through. This Cleveland team, they got embarrassed last year against the Knicks. They now come back 12 months later, they look like a better team. That's what happens. You grow after through experience. So the key is, you lost that game Saturday. That game ended around 4 p.m. Then you're sitting around. Then you had to sleep on it. Then Sunday, all day, you probably practice, you're doing press conferences, you're talking, you're sitting, you're stewing on it. It's not good. Then you get up today, more practice, more press conference, and you're waiting. I bet you if you're a Magic player right now, you're waiting for 7 o'clock Eastern. You're waiting. You can't wait to get back on the court. And this is going to be the key. Can they come out? And can they play four quarters of basketball? If they come out and they're flat again in this first half, and they have another first half where they only score, 43 points, they're not winning this game tonight. And they're going to be in a 2-0 hole, and then that's it. I don't care. Well, you got these games. No. Maybe the best case scenario, if you lose tonight, maybe you lose in five games. Maybe you get 1-3-4. Maybe you get a game there, but you're not winning this series. You can't go down 2-0, or you're done. That's why it's very important. You got to play four quarters of basketball. And I'm sorry I have to call them out. The guards for the Magic were trash. They were. I like those guys. I do. I like Cole Anthony. I like Jalen Suggs. I like Gary Harris. Markelle Fultz. You can go on and on and on. They couldn't hit the side of a building. I know that's cliche. They couldn't throw it into the ocean. They got nothing. Nothing from the guards. And we said that Thursday and Friday. Cleveland's guards are better. I feel like the bigs for the Magic are better. That's how I said this. These guards, the backcourt for Orlando, they've got to hit some shots. And there were parts on Saturday where Cleveland's like, hey, you want to shoot that three? Go ahead. Kind of like, remember Caitlin Clark did that, where she's like, I don't trust you. I don't think you can hit it. Go ahead, buddy. That's what Cleveland was doing on defense. Right, Jalen Suggs, yeah, shoot it. You're going to brick it. And it's funny, the Magic were shooting that shot from the outside, and you could just tell with the body language. Shot goes up, it's a miss, Cleveland's got it, and they're running the other way. Just automatically, they were ready. That's not good. And the Magic missed all these free throws. I mean, they were right there. Right there. That's why tonight is critical. That is big. I got the first night of Passover tonight, and I got to watch this Magic game. I'm going to have a very interesting night. A lot of yelling. I think a lot of yelling will be coming from my place. So to my neighbors, I apologize in advance. All right? But that, it was ugly. You had to get it out of the way. They did. Now let's see what they're made of. And I'm at that point where it's like, all right, well, Coach Mosley's going to talk. Then Paolo's going to talk. And then, all right, enough. Enough with the talking. Enough. Now it's put up or shut up time. Get on the court and let's go. Let's see what you got. Now, are the expectations for me with this team, we're going to make a deep playoff run? No, I don't. But I just don't want them to get swept in round one. I want them to put up a fight. They've been putting up a consistent fight all season long. And this team has really grown, and I've enjoyed watching this team grow. And I don't want them to just get knocked around, and then they're fishing here in about 7 days. I don't want that. I want a long series, and I want them on national television to put up a great front and really represent this team well and the fans of this area. That's what I want. I do. And by the way, Paolo Banchero, yeah, he's 21. He's going to get better. And that gets me very excited. Really, he's 21 years old, rookie of the year, all-star. And what do you have? This was cool. I saw this on SportsCenter. So what do you have, like 24? And he tied a postseason debut for the Magic. He ties Shaq. Right, that's pretty awesome. Shaq was pretty good for the Magic, right? He was. This guy's got potential there. Now, he had 9 turnovers, and there's a lot of pressure on him. That has to go. He's got to cut down on that, and his teammates have got to help him. And Franz has got to step up. I know the guys know what they need to do, but you got to go out there and do it. You really do. And this other point of, you know, down the stretch we talked about on the Mark Moses show, you know, getting home court will be key in the first round. Got to get that top 4 seed, get a home court advantage in round 1. Magic failed to do that in the last week of the season. And it's funny, you see, we had 4 games on Saturday, 4 games on Sunday. All the home teams won. I don't think that's ever happened before. Every single home team won. All of them. That shows you home court advantage matters. It does. Now, does it matter over 7 games? We'll find out. But this past weekend, every home team won. It's kind of bizarre. You don't really see that very often. You know, we get to the NFL playoffs. That isn't it. No, there's usually a team that blows it at home. Baseball, hockey. Hockey's a whole other thing where home ice doesn't even matter. It matters more of, are you hot at the right time and how hot's your goalie? That's what happens in hockey. Like, home ice does not matter. Of any sport we play in this country, home ice or whatever you want to call it, a home advantage, hockey does not matter. No. But in these other sports, yeah, they do. And the point on top of that is, I'm trying to get it all off my chest here to start the show. Here's what's funny. Overreaction today is, you know, people watch games Saturday and Sunday nonstop. And the reaction is, well, they're better. It's over. This team's moving on. They're great. Well, hold it. Hold on. Time out. Challenge on the field. It was one game. Again, best of 7. This is not March Madness, where yes, you can get a game and move on, and you send someone home. No. It's best of 7. So, okay, you won a game. Players and teams are going to make adjustments. They are. It's not best of 1. I know. It's so stupid I have to say this out loud. He's like, oh, well, this is over. The Knicks are great. They beat Philly. It's over. Knicks are moving on. You know, they can make a deep playoff run. Whoa. They got to win 3 more games. 3 more to win this series. It's not over. The fat lady is not sung yet. Can't stress that enough. But I love it. I love the idea of no more load management, no more, well, he's going to take the day off, and he's got that, you know, ankle injuries, nagging it, and, you know, oh, what about, no. You got to go play now. This is it. And I think that happened where Joel Embiid, you know, MVP last year, he does this crazy play. It was like wild to see in person where throws the ball off the rim in traffic, catches it, lob dunks himself, then falls down, hurts his knee. I was like, what? I swear. So at halftime, you know, is he done for the season? Did he blow out his knee? What's going on here? Hey, this guy's been in the league for 10 years. 10 years! And you're like, well, you're hearing people go, well, let's shut him down, get ready. No, enough. He's injury prone. This is him. He's 10 years in the league. Don't tell me he's 2 or 3 years in. This is it. I bet you they told him, look, big boy, get your butt back out there, and we need you now. This is it. We don't care. We need you. You're the most important person of this franchise. Get back out there and start playing. And he did, and they almost won that game. Now, is he going to help out long term? We'll find out with Philadelphia. But they need him. They do. So that's the NBA. And we're going to break it down, you know, the rest of today, tomorrow, all this week, because we got Magic games tonight, game 2. Game 3 is Thursday night. And game 4 is Saturday coming up. But here's what's funny. You know, we got playoffs. We have that. We also have the NFL draft, something we have been promoting on this show since last college football season. I've had guests on since, I'm telling you, last September, October, November, December, January, February. Like, we can have a baby in this time. We've been talking about this NFL draft. It's finally NFL draft week. It's finally here, and I'm super excited. I'm going to be hosting my NFL draft party coming up Thursday night there at Walk-On Sports Bistro in Vieira. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to set up around 7:30. stop by my table right there at the front, and we're going to play our game. Where? First 10 picks in the NFL draft, it'll be from 8 to 10 p.m. that night. You got to beat everyone at the restaurant. Who's going to pick where? All you got to do is write down where it's like, hey, Caleb Williams will be the first pick. You don't have to say what team. Caleb Williams. I got Jane Daniels going to be the second pick. I don't know. Drake May will be the third pick. And that might not happen. And then Marvin Harrison Jr. will be the fourth pick. And then who goes five? Who goes six? You got to go through 1 to 10, right? And what you do is, I'm going to give you a form. You write it twice. So you write it once with your 10 picks. Then you write it twice with your 10 picks. You rip it. And then you give me one. You keep one. First place, $100 gift card to Walk-Ons, and you get a Highland Mint big game coin from this past Super Bowl valued at $100. That's the grand prize, and I'll probably have other prizes give away that night as well. Runner-up, you'll just get a Super Bowl coin from me. So that's pretty good, right? And you get bragging rights. Last year, we had to go to a coin toss. I think two guys tied, so we went to the coin toss to see who would win. I think this year maybe we change it up. I'm thinking of this on the fly, right? Maybe you do it where, all right, if we have a tie again, maybe what we should do is the next pick that's going to be on the board. Let's say it's like the 13th pick. One guy goes offense, one guy goes defense, and we'll wait for the pick. I kind of like this. Do you think it's going to be an offensive player or a defensive player? And we go to the pick, and if it's offense, that guy wins. I think maybe we try it like that as the tiebreaker. Last year, I think 4 out of 10, I'm not kidding, 4 out of 10 got us to the tiebreaker. And I've done this for 5 years. And usually about 4 or 5 out of 10 gets it right. That's what makes it hard, but that's what's going to make it exciting. So that's coming up Thursday night. We are going to have draft people all this week to get you ready. And then Thursday, we'll do our mega preview show. And then Friday, we'll recap. It's going to be a fun week. It is. I'm very, very excited for this. I am. And yes, my Bears have the number one pick. And I'm going to be showing up. I'm sorry to say this. I'm going to show up. I'm going to wear all Bears gear, right? I have my hat, my shirt. I might put on the table my Trubisky and Justin Fields jerseys. And maybe we just, I don't know, throw them in the trash. I don't know. I feel bad saying that. I have Mardi Gras beads. Oh, I'm going to be ready. And when they take Caleb Williams, I'm going to be doing the Jersey Shore fist pump, baby. That's right. Can't wait. That's coming up on Thursday. So it's going to be fun. This, you know, people love September. They think September, you know, September where it's like you got NFL, college football, you got baseball, you got hockey and basketball. Like everything is going on. I think this time of year is a lot of fun as well. I really do. With NBA, NHL playoffs going on for the next 2 months, you got baseball, you're going to have the NFL draft. It's going to be fun. It is. So I hope you keep it locked in here to my show as we're going to have a good time. I promise you that. And we got great giveaways coming up as well. And finally, we had a blast at Fish Lips Waterfront Bar and Grill on Friday, giving away those Rolling Stones tickets. That was a good time. Appreciate all the guests for stopping by. You missed any of it, you could podcast it on sportsradio1560.com. And we're going to do it again heading into Memorial Day weekend. That's going to be a lot of fun. It really is. That will be fun. And we had fun also on Saturday there in Cocoa Beach for Pet Fest. It was a great crowd. Appreciate everyone who stopped by our booth. And hopefully we're going to do that again. And we want to do more events in the local community. So if you have an event coming up, and, you know, now, so I'd say about Memorial Day, hit me up. I know it's getting hot outside and, you know, maybe it'll start raining like crazy. You have a charity event, you have a concert, any of those stuff, hit me up. Shoot me a message through Facebook, Twitter, hit me up through email. Just go to our website, find my email, and I'll help you out. All right. It was fun. I had a lot of fun in Cocoa Beach. I did. It was fun, you know, about 6:15 driving there. No one's on the road. That was interesting. I've never experienced that before, but that's what happened. Here's what we're going to do. We'll go to break. My next guest, he's joined us all season long. He's there in Cleveland at the arena getting ready for tonight. Game 2, Cavaliers Magic. He's Philip Rawson Reich with Orlando Magic Daily. He'll join me next from Cleveland here on the Mark Moses Show.